This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and this morning I'm joined by Charles Olsky. Hello, Charles.
Good morning.
Nice to see you. And also Mike Hansen, you're principal of New West, but we're going to speak in another capacity this morning.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. So our topic today is the potential for a four-day school week. And Mike, you're leading the committee, the process that's going to review that. We already have in place the next 2 years, so we're not talking about something imminent, but we're talking about preparing, looking at whether it's a good idea, who it might be a good idea for, how it might work, and so on, 2 years hence. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So where are we in the process? I know that there's been an announcement for this potentially. What happens next?
Well, the exciting thing, Kate, is that we're in such a good position because the calendar committee recommended to the board district calendars for the next 2 years, which was approved by the board in March,
2 months ago.
April. Yep. And so we've got a lot of time to give this project due diligence. It's a national conversation that's being had in school districts from one coast to the next. Especially in the Mountain West, the conversation's been going on for quite some time, and we really came to the agreement that we needed to have a conversation about it through the development of our calendars for the next couple of years, because we had sent a survey out to all district stakeholders, and there was an indication, I think it was something like 65% of respondents said that they'd like to see the district look at this.
Okay, so there are some districts in Wyoming that already are on a four-day school week, aren't there? And so we have some comparisons and maybe some learning to draw from that. But I know that, there, as you mentioned, that the Mountain West has adopted it. I think 60% of school districts in Colorado are on a four-day week, for example. As educators, what are the pros and cons?
Well, I think it depends upon the district. And the data that we're using is excellent data that was produced by the RAND Corporation, and it's the most recent we could get our hands on. It was a study of actually the states of Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Idaho. So sort of Mountain West, Midwest states, and you know, some of the districts are finding that they are getting the results that they were looking for, and some of the districts aren't. And this is a particularly good study because it's across states, it's across school districts. There's districts smaller than us, districts larger from us, with all sorts of goals. And it's really the most complete study that's been done to date.
So, you know, often it's a very popular move for parents, but that may not necessarily be in the best interest of kids and so on. How are you going to sift through? How is the process going to work as to kind of what would work best in Johnson County?
So I just want to reiterate a couple things. So Dr. Hansen is doing a great job with his committee and making sure that we're looking at it for the right reasons. So he's been very intentional and deliberate about making sure we're going to present the facts and not base it on opinions or personal beliefs. So that's what excites me about what we're doing here. With that being said, the success of a four-day school week in the communities that Mike just talked about is based around the community belief in it too. The community supports it, the stakeholders, because we got to talk about what are those younger kids going to do on a Friday? What are we going to do for daycare? What are we going to do things that impacts like the Boys and Girls Club? So taking the time to really look at that impact of what's been successful and not successful is similar to any type of new changes. You got to have everybody on board and they have to believe in it as we kind of move forward. How does that impact your classified staff? Do they get less hours during the week? What's the transportation piece look like? I mean, there's pros and cons to all of it, but the reality for me is the work that Mike is doing with the team of people is looking at all those aspects. And then if we do decide to move forward, this is something that takes a lot of pre-planning. So we just don't have a meeting, approve it at the board meeting, and the next day we switch over to a four-day week. There's long-term scheduling. It includes athletics, which sometimes gets scheduled a year in advance. So to implement this correctly, there's going to be a lot of work. But before we do all this work, we got to make sure that all stakeholders are involved in that. And that's what excites me about this. So
would it... does it work that a four-day school week saves the school district money?
That's interesting. It saves some school districts money, and it saves some more than they thought and some less than they thought. One of the interesting things about the project in general is there are some districts who've been doing it for 20 years, and they found that it worked for them. And there's some that are just getting into it now, and like I mentioned before, maybe more and more are looking at it. Maybe they're realizing those cost savings, and maybe they aren't. But it's exciting because every district is so unique. And I think districts are only limited by their creativity in terms of where do you find those cost savings.
So, Charles, you raised a good question about, different ages of students may utilize that fifth day not in school in different ways. It may be that they just really need to be, chaperoned or a guardian, whether it's a parent or in some other form, going to a club or something like that. There may be older kids who might be able to use that for, let's say, job experience or just working to help contribute to family income or to really pursue an extracurricular activity or a hobby. What do we know from what is happening in other districts about how that day is used, or is it just a blanket day?
So go ahead. No, go ahead. Then okay. I'll speak to my experience.
So districts use that fifth day in a variety of ways. And interestingly, I think in Wyoming particularly, we assume it's a Friday.
I was going to ask you, is it a Friday or is it a different day?
In Wyoming, that's the model generally. But that's not the case everywhere. In some schools, it's a Monday, particularly in the Midwest. If you look at what some of the Missouri schools are doing, they do a lot of Mondays.
Why do they do a Monday?
For one of the reasons that they've stated is so it doesn't affect the activities that are already happening on Fridays.
Right. So you can still you can still have a basketball
Absolutely.
Team that can compete
yeah.
easily with every right. other neighboring basketball team.
Which is a little bit different from how it's traditionally been looked at in Wyoming in terms of we've got many kids because we're more rural than that state generally. So we've got many kids who are out of the building anyway, so maybe Friday's a good day to do that. Some states or some districts have used Wednesdays, so that's very rare. But in terms of how that day is used, I could speak specifically from how, New West is on sort of this four-day-plus schedule, and our students who don't need to be in school on Fridays, some choose to show up because we do have that, make that offer to them. But several others get to work the whole day. So maybe they have an internship, maybe they're working at 8 to 5 on a Friday, which is a nice opportunity for them as well.
And of course, that does raise the kind of the huge question of what is schooling for? Is it to, eventually get your high school diploma or your GED, or is it a broader, more whole child development, and you learn some skills by working or learning to do chores consistently, various different things. Charles, you had something to say.
So typically my experience with a four-day week, your Monday through Thursday turns to an educational focus. So there's very limited, so when districts have adopted it, your Monday through Thursday, you're supposed to limit the amount of time kids are out of classrooms for activities. and the travel time that goes along with that. The other part is your focus Fridays are, as what Mike talked about with kids coming in, it's also for teachers. So you can focus on district-wide PD. You can support
personal
those.
Development.
Professional development. You can focus on keeping those kids up that are struggling. So you're not trying to do that at the end of a semester. So there's some creativity within that piece of things. But the reality is 4 day weeks, that social emotional piece, when you talk about kids or your at risk kids, there's that potential on a Friday to make sure that they don't get overwhelmed. But it has to be intentional. I mean, I want to be very clear. The first thing that comes to mind is, oh, we have a day off on Friday. Being in a 5 day week, in a school district, a large school district, where the only days you didn't have activities was Wednesday night and Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, there was always some, not practices, always some type of activity. thinking I was going to go to a four-day week, which I lived that for 15 years, that it was going to be a slower pace. It's not. It's still intentional. So your professional development, your activities, everything gets pushed to a Thursday night through a Saturday. But teachers are given time to be prepared for kids the next week. Let's also talk about that. If done correctly, you're going to help, because we have teachers that are working on Sundays to prepare for Monday. And so a four-day week is sometimes not about the time off. It's about giving our teachers an opportunity to grow, but stay above water is a key piece. Yes, with a four-day week, you might limit some opportunities, because if you're truly going to do it for an educational focus Monday through Thursday, kids in front of teachers every day, you're not interrupting the classroom, you're keeping coaches in front of kids, teachers. There's a lot of hard conversation. So what does that mean for your lunch staff? What does that mean for your transportation people? So looking at those efficiencies right now, when we're a district, like all districts in the nation, struggling with bus drivers. So, you know, your Fridays, Saturdays can turn into, you know, we can do some of those activities, but you still run our normal routes on Monday through Thursday. And we got to save those people too, because they're working like cats and dogs to kind of keep all these activities up and going. Our custodial staff trying to keep their buildings clean. There's a lot of benefits to some of this opportunity. So we might not reduce their hours, but guess what? On a Friday, now they have more of a time to do a deep clean in the building. You know, being creative, as Mike said, there's some creativity that comes along with this. But it really doesn't slow the process down. It just kind of is more intentional. What is our purpose? How are we going to meet the needs of the kids as we kind of move forward? So there are pros and cons to both, but I've also seen them fail because the community has to buy into this. You know, especially those younger kids, you're going to start talking, it's too long a day for a kinder or a first grader. I can speak as a parent.
Does a four-day week mean a longer school day?
8 to 4, typically, or just somewhere in that range. Because it's based on hours. And we can go down that formula. We can go a 12-hour day and be in a three-day week. But nobody wants that, because everybody will start talking about some of those things. What are those hours? You know, people bring up year-round school, which that's not the purpose of this. We're not talking about those different things. But I come back to my original question. As a parent, my kids adapted to it at a very young age, and it became a natural part of it. What I'm also saying is what we're doing is teaching kids to be better managers of their time, which I can say through a four-day week. When my kids grew up with activities fully involved, their success was based on their ability to manage their time and take high-level courses and still stay super busy. So sometimes that management of time is a critical life skill that we need to teach kids in the real world. How do you manage? How do you say no? So those are some things there that are taught in a four-day week.
Many people, I think, feel that their lives have never been busier, that the treadmill that they're running on is faster and faster. Maybe what you've described, Charles, feels like a level of intensity that's just too stressful. Do we know whether teachers and students and parents, you know, whether they feel that this is a less stressful option or a more you're jamming so much more into 4 days, and then are you also turning off what I would describe as the learning brain for 3 days while a student does something else or a teacher does something else, and then do you have to turn it back on again? The notion of kind of consistent repetitive learning is one which has sort of been gathering some credibility recently, and that people are sort of favouring repetitive learning rather than taking breaks and so on. What do we know about those things when we're talking about a four-day week concept?
There's a lot in that question. You know, to begin with, you know, I think you're right, Kate, that generally it does feel like the rat race never ends, right? We're busier than we've ever been, and you know, when you look at the information, the data that the prevention needs assessment that they do on Wyoming students, it's just demonstrating that the kids are more stressed. They do feel the pressures of just being a kid, and you know, we're all parents in this room and have expectations for our kids, and we want the best for them, and sometimes that Charles was mentioning, managing time, but, being able to flex that time on a Friday so that maybe you do have a little more downtime on a Saturday or Sunday. The same thing with parents, right? I've got two girls that don't drive yet, and so I know I spend a lot of my time just getting them from here to there, and I'm a principal and I teach, and just like all of the teachers and administrators in Johnson County, probably all over Wyoming, do a lot of that work on the weekend. And so if, as Charles says, if we can be more efficient, more cognizant of how that time is being used and focus Monday through Thursday, perhaps flex on Fridays, that could be a good solution. I've got some great data, again, through that study that I referenced earlier, and there's two different things to look at. There is the perceptions that students, parents, teachers, and administrators have of how a four-day school week is going, where they're at. And then there's the quantitative data. So what the data actually shows. And generally, perceptions are positive. Perceptions of our students' anxiety levels dropping, our parents' stressors dropping. Is it a positive thing in general for the community? The answer, through these surveys is yes. When you look at things quantitatively, it's more mixed because there's such a variety of districts. And so you really have to drill down and look, what districts might be most similar to Johnson County and Buffalo specifically, since Casey's
already. So where would you look for a sort of comparative school district? Where do you kind of look across and say there's closer cousin or sister to us as possible?
Well, I think you have to look at both size and demographics. And so, Charles and I have both been looking at and listening around Wyoming to hear what the conversation is around the four-day school week, because there are many districts who've already done it, and there are districts who are considering it. And
several districts that are considering it. Yeah,
it's appropriate for us to keep our ears open and hear what the conversations are in those communities, especially some of the larger communities that have switched in the last year or so. They're putting out survey data that's being published in their local newspapers, and so we can use that as a partial guide to anticipate questions, issues, concerns that the community might have.
Do more or less school districts, however, whatever their characteristics and so on, does it affect test scores over time? I mean, we see that as a measure of success, probably not the only one, but what happens to test scores over time? There'll be a period of maybe turbulence, so to speak, while everybody's adjusting, and, what happens?
That's some of the most interesting data to me. It turns out that the more rural the district, the less impact going from a five-day to a four-day week has on test scores. The other thing that there's a correlation between is the actual number of hours in school and the test scores. And so if the number of hours in school remains approximately the same, for example, Charles mentioned before that the day typically in a four-day week is from 8 to 4 o'clock. And so long as that results in approximately the same number of hours that kids are in school, there's less difference in test scores. A lot of that data came out of Colorado, who's especially on the western slope, had many districts that have been on the four-day week for a while. And they found all sorts of different things. But most of the studies down there were based on particular school districts.
And are we similar enough to Colorado?
To some districts, yes. Yeah. Ultimately, and it goes back to that creativity, I think. And so how do we ensure that whatever, if this is a road that we go down, that whatever policies and procedures we have that go along with it are in the best interest of kids.
So what we've, yes, go ahead, Charles.
So the four-day week is very similar to a master schedule. What is the impact with student achievement? So for me, it's not about whether it's a four-day week or whether it is a master schedule. Those things need to be developed. It has to be intentional. It comes down to quality instruction and what you're doing with kids when you're talking about actual student performance and achievement. So these are key factors that are part of it, getting teachers in front of kids on a routine basis every day, okay, allowing kids to have the opportunity to have classes to be successful. Then it comes back to allowing teachers to be prepared or preparing them to provide quality instruction while it's in the classroom. So it comes back to that overall summary of guarding that educational time so there's not interruption, so kids have an opportunity, so they're not overwhelmed. So there's so many more things to that conversation about is a four-day week going to improve academic achievement? We've got to look beyond that. It's not just the four-day week. It's a master schedule. It's giving teachers time to provide quality instruction for kids. So that aspect for me is this is just one portion of it, but it's not the big picture in improving and maintaining academics. So coming from a small rural school district, it was about instructional time, which I agree, going from a five-day week to a four-day week, it was still small group settings, different instructional pieces, and looking at what that looks like. So there's so many components when we started talking about the impact on student achievement. And not to take away, a four-day week can help with that, but there's a lot of other little things we have to take into consideration too.
It's complex, and I just wanted to expand on the one thing that Charles mentioned was if a four-day school week can result in teachers providing more quality instruction, whether it's by collaborating with each other or having that time to really think about the individual students who are in their class. And so how do we, you know, we were planning on doing, you know, X unit next week, and I know that, you know, Johnny's been struggling with this, and so how can we tailor this, you know, to meet his needs? There's probably some value in that as well, but it's very complex.
And I learned that in Wright when I was there at Campbell County, because before I left, we did this initiative. We were looking at a four-day week. And the board, in order to approve it prior to me leaving, we needed to have at least 70% of the community believe or in favor of it. We ended up at like 65%, so we were 5% off. However, 2 years ago, they went to a four-day week. But activities, I had student athletes, and I was a coach and a teacher. We had three sport student athletes involved in drama and a whole bunch of other things that were missing on the average about 200 hours of instructional time a year because they were always out of the building. They're always doing this. They're very involved, and that was key components during the week. So we need to be able to look at all different aspects of that, and if you want to improve that opportunity, the focus sometimes comes back to what Mike just said, is giving the teachers the opportunity to be prepared, but also making sure kids are in front of teachers, all right? And so those are things that we'll have a discussion about as we move forward.
Well, we've described, I think, you know, the complexities and just how it's almost a Rubik's Cube, isn't it, so to speak, of decisions, and every decision has an implication. What is the process going forward? How will you involve and engage stakeholders, as we describe them? So principally, they are teachers and parents, and will students have a voice? What is the process?
Yeah, so the process really began in February, where we started with a steering team comprised of staff from around the district, just five of us, six of us, I think, including Mr. Oski. And I think I'm really excited about here, May 25th, I think it is, we're expanding that steering team to create a study group that includes parents of all ages of kids in the district. It includes teachers, both certified and classified staff from across the district. That includes community members. There'll be between 20 and 30 of us in the room on that day.
Are you inviting those individuals, or are you?
They've been invited.
They've been invited.
Yep.
Okay.
So just in talking to people, we tried to gather a representative group of folks from across the community, representative of all of our stakeholders. And on that evening, we'll talk about what the process has been so far, introduce folks to the data that we've gathered at this point, and then really task folks with keeping their ears open and talking to the people that they know around the community, and using their creativity, listening for good ideas, listening for the things that the people think that we need to introduce into the process. And then we're going to come back after the summer and meet again as a large group. And from there, the objective would be to make sure that there are some community discussion, listening sessions, hopefully before the holidays kick in, because then all bets are off and everybody's too busy for anything. And if we are in the position to do so, to make a recommendation to the school board in early 2024. And I say if. I know that's Mr. Oskey's goal, but we could be in the position where we need to listen more. We need to communicate a little bit more.
So the proposal would be if there was enough consensus feeling that a four-day week was a good idea and had favor behind it for good reason, that then it would come before the school board for conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it would then be adopted.
Well, then the hard work would begin.
Yes, then the hard work begins.
Yeah, the hard work of really drilling down into the nuts and bolts and figuring out, well, how does this impact this group, you know, departmentally, you know, within the community? What do we need to talk about more specifically in order to get to where we need to be? Because, again, we have our calendars for the next two school years. So at that time, we would still have... it feels like we would still have the time. Maybe we would have less than I'm thinking now, but because time does fly.
But the reality is the board would have to approve to give us action to move forward and develop a plan to recommend for them. It's not going to be come to the board, hey, we're going to do a four-day week next week. Our goal is to get in front of the board and them give us permission to now dig deep, come up with an actual plan. Is this, we're going to present, is this beneficial to us? And then the board approves and says, in an action item, it'd be my vision to say by... I'm just going to use a year. By 2025, we want to have a four-day week implemented. So then we begin that process of scheduling. And it might be earlier than that, but the direction will be once, if this is a fit for Johnson County, then the board will take action to say, okay, this, we're giving you permission to develop a master schedule or develop this, and what does this look like for final approval?
Well, Mr. Hanson, Mr. Oskey, thank you very much for a very detailed conversation about the four-day school week. If you were hoping for one next year, I'm afraid you're going to be disappointed. But if it does come into play, it's clear that this is going to have been a highly considered, highly debated and commented upon process. If anybody has been listening to this and they want to kind of make a comment or be part of the process, are you available for that?
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. Yep. They can contact me, and we will definitely hear questions, concerns.
And I will make sure that your contact details are attached to this audio file. But thank you very much indeed for your time this morning and for explaining what sounds a lot of balls in the air for a decision. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.